Recently, I was made aware of reports that in terms of human trafficking, one of the things that local officers were looking at was the possibility of persons being trafficked to the northeast of Scotland and used on fishing boats. That's a concern. Yes, of course it is, but I think it's just something that's the reality. You know, human trafficking comes about when people are exploited. One of the ways in which we're seeing an increase is the exploitation of men for labour. It's traditionally been, you know, the vast majority of persons who are exploited are women, over 70%. The vast majority of them are in the sex industry. But increasingly we're seeing situations in agriculture, in the building trade, and even in the fishing trade, where men are being exploited and their labour is used, and they're not getting any sort of just reward for it. So I think as a society we need to be more alert to that. I think I said earlier, if it's wrong, it's not right. And, you know, we all know when things are wrong and that we should be prepared to stand up as a society and say that this is wrong. People should not be exploited in this way.
Police Scotland with their elite squad against human trafficking, that's an approach which is similar to other forces across
the country. Yeah, I've seen that very much across Europe. The legislation that's been brought in, the modern slavery legislation, the UK government's brought in, you need specialists to work with this and to understand it. And also there's a cultural change within the police where we move from a sort of treating everybody as a suspect to recognising that we're dealing with large amounts of victims and that they need to be treated as such. So this victim-centred approach is really important. And the best way to do that is to have the properly trained officers who are comfortable working in that environment and who can give the necessary law enforcement approach but with a victim-centred approach.
You mentioned that kind of change of attitudes in the police, but also amongst everyone, I suppose, these type of awareness raising events are very important in terms of, as you were saying, if it's wrong, it's wrong.
No, I think that's right. I mean, I think this is not just a problem for police or law enforcement, the criminal justice system. You know, the people who are being exploited are being exploited by other people, and that's not just the traffickers who get them here. It's also those who use them in the sex industry, it's those who use their labour, it's those who use the products that they make. If we're looking at the macro situation, recent legislation about due diligence by companies over where they source their clothing and materials that they then sell in the UK. So I think there's a responsibility in all of us to recognise this for the problem that it is and do our own little bit to try and stamp it out.